Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Hey, it is the weekend, and it is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. If you're a first-time listener, buckle up. Here we go. You're going to learn a little bit about a lot of things today. But I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. Welcome back, buddy. You were on vacation last week. We recorded a couple shows. We're back here in the studio getting her done today. So good to see you.
It's good to be back, and thanks. It was a superior vacation. It was our 35th anniversary, and we toured the North Shore of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and just had a great time. Got to see old friends and made new friends. No bugs whatsoever.
That's the part. That was the first thing I asked you. It's like, because I know you did some hiking and you actually did some camping.
Oh, yeah.
While you were there. And I'm like, well, you know, you always hear about the black flies of the UP.
Yeah, and that's June, but, May and June.
Yeah, right. But right now it was smooth sailing, no bugs. Huh?
Yeah, May and June, I'd say just don't go up there.
Yeah.
No, if you're going to go up and go fishing, bring your nets, you know, bring your head nets and the rubber bands for your sleeves and gloves and you'll be all right. But they are a nuisance, and there's plenty of screened-in porches to go to.
Right.
But how'd your week go, buddy?
You know what? It was good. It was really good, and I was thinking about it, that when you're coming back, what are we going to talk about? And we're calling this show Superior Summers, and one of the things that I truly enjoy about the UP is the fish. When I have fond memories of when I was a young man, high school and right into college a little bit, we'd go up to Drummond Island, which is the east end of the UP.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was before the zebra mussels hit. And we used to just fill a boat with perch in the spring, right? And then, boy, those are like, you know, you flay those up.
Are they not there now?
Well, they're not as much as they were. The zebra mussels came in and cleaned the bottom of the lake, and they lost their forage as well as some of their breeding areas.
Bummer.
So they're still in the lake. They're just not in that Drummond Island area like they used to be. And again, this is 30 years ago, Bob, so this is a long time ago. But as I keep tabs on it, and they're there, but not in the numbers that
every
they used
other
to be.
Year they get the pink salmon in there.
Really?
Yeah, we went up there for a fishing expedition 20 years ago probably and fished for king and pinks and caught probably both. The pinks are little, but they're really tasty.
Yeah.
Beautiful little fish.
Right. Yep.
And I won the tournament actually with a 36-inch king. That's the biggest one we had.
Yeah.
And it had a big, the lamprey was almost as big as the king.
That was stuck to it.
It was so gross.
Yeah. But no, so when I get up there, another thing that is very traditional for the northern Michigan waters is the whitefish. And it's a very delicate fish. It's a light tasting fish. It's not terribly oily, not terribly
wonderful
fishy.
To grill.
It's wonderful to grill, and we're going to cover that in the last segment. But I wanted to start off with something that I make every year. I buy whitefish fillets. I've not been able to get up there and do that, but I make a smoked whitefish dip. So stinking simple that it, but it's just wonderful, and it'll keep for a couple weeks in the fridge. So I make a big batch of it. Right.
Speaking of something simple, I brought you an Escanaba black beer. From Upper Hand in Escanaba, of course.
There we
are. So there's something simple for you.
Yeah, it is good. But anyway, smoked whitefish dip. Take a nice fillet, 3/4 of a pound, put it on the smoker. I'm going to run it over some alder wood or something light, not real heavy.
Okay, time out.
Yep.
Are you going to brine it?
What? No, not for the dip.
You don't have to.
Right.
Whitefish is the cleanest. It's like halibut.
Right. Very, very delicate, very light flavor, and it's
gorgeous.
Wonderful. Smoke it up, you know, hour and a half. You'll know when it flakes away, right? Smoker at 250, run a wisp of smoke over the top of it. I don't like it too strong, but just cream cheese, little lemon juice, pepper, you know, maybe put some sweet onion in there, some Vidalia, chop that up nice, and then a little tablespoon of horseradish, and then about 4 tablespoons of sour cream and some mayonnaise. Just to loosen it up, right?
Nice.
And then when I get ready to mix that all up and refrigerate it, simple, no cooking involved other than the smoked whitefish. And then when I serve it, I'll put it on in a little bowl or in a dish, and I'll dribble some capers over the top of it.
Yeah, oh, that's a great call.
Because that little tanginess capers goes really well with the dip, man.
Absolutely. Did you say you put Parmesan in that?
No, I don't have Parmesan in it. No cheese.
Because some of these restaurants in Michigan, at least, used to serve a very famous whitefish dip that they all bought from the same people. And it was Scott from Superior Seafoods made it. And he sold it to, like, all the restaurants. So the whitefish dip around Michigan isn't like it used to be because he doesn't make it anymore. But his had a little Parmesan on top, and they would heat it up.
Oh, yeah.
And then you dip your baguette or your bread strips or whatever in it, and oh, my gosh,
I'll take it to
good.
The next level on that, because I have actually made this as an appetizer for my guests, is I take that same whitefish dip, and you get a focaccia bread, a round one, not a thick one, but almost like a pizza.
Sure, they are.
Pizza dough, all cooked, ready to go. Spread that whitefish on there, and then the shaved Parmesan. Not the powdered stuff, but the shaved.
So you cut the focaccia into half right down the middle and fold it open like garlic bread.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And then just spread that whitefish on there, put the shaved Parmesan on there, and then throw it under the broiler for like a minute and a half just to get that bubbly a little bit. Oh, man. You know, just cut off a little wedge of that. My mouth's watering just talking about it.
Mine's watering too.
But you can find whitefish dips all over. But when I heard we were talking a little bit about the UP and the Uper stuff, I'm like, I got to go to whitefish, man. That's one of my favorite things from up there.
And you know how many people love whitefish?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Right.
In different parts of the country, different fish are whitefish.
Yeah.
But the real whitefish is here
right.
in Michigan. So when I get home, I'm hooking up my trailer. I stopped over yesterday to Perforated Tube in Ada and picked up our last load for Operation GI Barbecue. I'm hauling that to Selfridge Air Force Base today.
Right.
And going to fire it up. The Enlisted Heritage House has agreed to take custody of this and maintain it and serve as the owners and proprietors or the custodians of it. And the Enlisted Heritage House is the old General's House of the base when it was an active duty Air Force base. And there's one room for all five branches of the military. And they better get a sixth room because the Space Force is going to need one.
Yeah.
So I'm arriving there at 5 o'clock today at Selfridge, and there's going to be a bunch of people there to meet me and so that I can train. And apparently my son's over there right now on his 2-week annual, and he's got a crew of guys that is coming in from the other side of the base where all the Chinook are. He's a Chinook mechanic. And apparently there's a whole bunch of them that are dying to see this thing and learn how to smoke. So
sure, good.
We're going to have some fun tonight, and I'm sure I'm going to have a really long night.
Yeah. Well, this is, for those of you that have been listeners for a while, you know we have a charity called Operation GI Barbecue, and we've run into our fair share of obstacles trying to get these grills onto military bases. And at the end of the day, it's next to impossible if you're not going through government procurement procedures to get anything on a military base. And you know, I get it now after we've gone through it, but this is the best thing that we could do with those. And
it's better because now it's like a casual operation instead of the government owning it. You know, it's one of their associations owning it.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be, you know, some bureaucrat dictating terms.
Right. But what I want to do is just thank everybody that's listening that made a donation to Operation GI Barbecue. We hit that really hard for a couple years to get this money raised. And just know that every penny that was donated is going right back to the military. We took absolutely no money on this thing, ran it through a 501c3. And I'm just proud that it was Bob's idea. And I'm just proud of what we've done because we've taken a little taste of home and brought it to a couple military bases that are now going to be able to just enjoy a barbecue. And thanks to all of you that helped us and our many sponsors. So anyway, coming up next, we're going to go to the UP where Bob was, Little Lake Superior Brewing Company. Stick with us. We'll be back.